Welcome to Your Five for the Day on this Good Friday. Every year in the United States of America, Time magazine published their annual list of the world's 100 most influential people. The list is broken down into categories that consist of leaders and revolutionaries, heroes and icons, scientists and thinkers, and artists and entertainers. Those who are on the list are referred to as men and women whose power, talent, or moral example transform the world. On this Good Friday, there is one that I believe should top all the lists of influential people that have ever been published. No one has affected the world as he, and after hundreds of years, he still exercises an influence that is greater than all others put together. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. What makes him worthy of the number one spot of all time? Let's borrow the words of part of a sermon delivered on the 11th of July 1926 by a Canadian pastor, Dr. James Allen Francis, at the Los Angeles Convention. He is a man who was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another village, worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never owned a home. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family. He never went to college. He never put his foot inside a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place he was born. He never did one of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. While still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed upon a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property that he had on earth, his coat. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the generosity of a rich friend. 2,000 years have come and gone, and today he is the centerpiece of the human race and leader of the column of progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that were ever built, all the parliaments that ever sat and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully as he has with that one solitary life. Christianity is about a relationship with that one solitary person, a risen Saviour. Jesus has had more impact on mankind for good than any other person. Napoleon Bonaparte, one of the greatest military commanders of all time, knew about shaping history, and he had to admit, "I know men, and I tell you that Jesus Christ is no mere man. Between him and every other person in the world, there is no possible term of comparison. Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne and I founded empires, but on what did we rest the creation of our genius? Upon force." Jesus Christ founded his empire upon love, and at this hour millions of people would die for him. Everything in Christ astonishes me. His spirit overawes me, and his will confounds me. I search in vain in history to find the similar to Jesus Christ, or anything that can approach the gospel. No wonder the Apostle Paul could say, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto those who are saved, it is the power of God." Thank you for listening. God bless you.